The way that we make an impact for the kingdom of God is not the big explosions. It's the day-to-day stuff of just being faithful to the Lord, right? Just being faithful to God on a daily basis in our lives. The Bible calls this stewardship. Stewardship. God calls upon his people to be stewards, stewards of our lives, stewards of our time, stewards of our energy, stewards of the things that God is doing in our lives. We are to be stewards, and this morning we're going to talk about being stewards of our finances, being stewards of the resources that God has placed in our lives. Stewardship is a way of honoring God with the resources that he has provided for us. And specifically this morning, we're going to talk about tithing. Now, over the years, I've been asked many, many times, Tim, why do we tithe? I mean, is this some kind of gimmick some pastor made up a long time ago to fill the church coffers? Or is this really a thing? Is this really a Bible thing? Why do we tithe? So we're going to look at a very important passage of Scripture when it comes to tithing, Malachi chapter 3. So the very end of the Old Testament, Malachi chapter 3, and we're going to begin at verse 8, and we're just going to kind of work through this passage of Scripture this morning, Malachi chapter 3 and verse 8. And this passage begins with these verses. Verses 8 and 9 says this, "Will a mere mortal rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how are we robbing you? In tithes and offerings, you are under a curse, your whole nation, because you are robbing me." Now, this was a very deep, dark, spiritual time for the nation of Israel. And in many areas of their lives, they had turned their back on God. And one of the ways that they had turned their backs on God was the giving of their tithes. They had stopped doing that. Now, if you go back to Leviticus chapter 26, God presents to the Israelites two paths they can go down. He presents to them a path of blessing, and that was what God wanted for his people, to bless his people. And he also presents to them a path where if they turn their back on him, they're not going to be blessed. So in Leviticus 26, God says this to his people. He says, "I will look with favor on you and make you fruitful and increase your numbers. I will keep my covenant with you. I will walk among you and be your God, and you will be my people." So God is just speaking all of these blessings if they choose to follow him. But he also warns them that when they get settled in the land, in the promised land that God had given them, if they turn their back on him and turn to other idols and turn away from the ways that he has set before them, that the path that they're going to be down is going to be a path of destruction and not blessing. And that is where the people were. They had stopped obeying the Lord in many areas of life, but they had stopped obeying the Lord in this area of tithing. So first thing in your notes, if you're taking notes this morning, is this. When we tithe, we express God's preeminence. This is why we tithe. When we tithe, we express God's preeminence. It's a way in our lives of saying, God, you're first in my life. God, you're the most important part of my life. You see, guys, the Christian life is a surrendered life. It's a surrendered life. It's surrendering to Christ everything about us, our past, our present, our future, surrendering our relationships to the Lord, surrendering our activities to the Lord, and surrendering even control of our finances to God. And when we do this, it tells God that we trust him, and it tells God that he is number one in our lives. Jesus said this. He said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So as we tithe, we are telling God, God, I want to honor you. I want to make sure that you have preeminence in my life, and I'm going to make sure that I'm walking the walk and not just talking the talk. And I'm going to express how great you are in my life by tithing and by giving. Malachi chapter 1 in verse 8, going back a couple of chapters from our scripture this morning, says, when you offer blind animals for sacrifice, is that not wrong? When you sacrifice lame or diseased animals, is that not wrong? Try offering them to your governor. Will he be pleased with you? Would he accept you, says the Lord Almighty? You see, instead of bringing God the first and the best, they were bringing God the leftovers. They were bringing God things they didn't want anyway. And God is saying, that doesn't please me because you're not putting me first. One of the last things sometimes in our lives that we're willing to give up to God's control is our pocketbooks. And so through tithing, we tell God, God, you're number one in our lives. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 9 and 10 says this, honor the Lord with your wealth. Everybody say honor. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing and your vats will brim over with new wine. So when we tithe, we actually honor the Lord. We express the preeminence of God. God, you're number one in my life. Secondly, when we tithe, we embrace God's promise. We embrace God's promise. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 10, and this is the only place you're going to find this in all of the Bible. God says, test me in this. It's the only place in the Bible where God says, go ahead, test me. Try me out. Test me in this. So tithing is a two-way test. God is testing us to see if we'll be obedient and faithful, but we're also testing God. We're testing God. We're putting God at his word. We're taking God at his word. So faith is activated when we give. You know, it doesn't take any kind of faith to give God the leftovers. It doesn't take any faith at all to give God what's left at the end of the month. But it does take faith to give God the first 10%, to write God the first check of the month. Amen? I know some of you people don't know what a check is, but people from my generation. Yeah. And so when we tithe, faith is activated. We give God the first. We give God the best. It takes no faith at all to give God leftovers. So we activate faith, and God always keeps his word to us. When we tithe also, we experience God's provision. We experience God's provision. How many of you want God to provide for you? Amen. How many of you want God to bless you? Yeah, this is part of tithing, is God promises that he is going to take care of his people, that he's going to bless us. Verse 10 says this, bring the whole tithe into your storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see, watch this, if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not drop their fruit before it is ripe, says the Lord Almighty. Then all the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty. So God promises personal blessing. He promises financial blessing to our lives, material blessing, and spiritual blessing. And it all flows from the Lord as we're faithful in our tithing. I found this great passage in 1 Kings, a time when Israel was obeying the Lord and God was blessing them. 1 Kings chapter 4 and verse 25. During Solomon's lifetime, Judah and Israel from Dan to Beersheba lived in safety. Everyone under their own vine and under their own fig tree. Everyone. Everyone had their own house. Everyone had their own garden. And there was peace in the land. God was blessing them. They didn't need a welfare system. They didn't need a God had a built-in welfare system. That as they were generous to the poor, God was blessing them. God was providing for them. Everyone in the land was being blessed by God. Now, does the New Testament talk about God blessing his people as well? Well, Jesus said in Luke chapter 6 and verse 38, give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap, for with the measure that you use it, it will be measured to you. So Jesus confirms this promise that God will bless as we are generous. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning at verse 6, Paul wrote to the church, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, but all whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. That's a lot of alls there. At all times, having all that you need. This is how God wants to bless his people. I know this. I know when Bethel Church is blessed financially, it's because God is blessing the people of Bethel Church. Yeah, that's how the church is blessed. The church is blessed when the people of the church are being blessed. And then there's an overflow to the church. Next, when we tithe, we execute God's plan. We execute God's plan. Deuteronomy chapter 14, verses 28 and 29. Bring all the tithes of that year's produce and store it in your towns so that the Levites who have no allotment or inheritance of their own and the foreigners, the fatherless, and the widows who live in your towns may come and eat and be satisfied so that the Lord your God may bless you in all the work of your hands. So God is saying, this is my plan. This is my purpose. I'm going to provide for the Levites, who were the priests, who didn't have a share of the land, so they were to provide for the Levites, but also the foreigners, the poor, the widows, the fatherless, the orphans, that they would be taken care of. They would be blessed. God is saying, this is my plan, and when you're a part of my plan, I can bless your life. We need to be a part of what God is doing, amen? Let's be all about, Jesus said this. He said, I must be about my Father's business. So let's make our lives all about what God is up to, what God is doing. And as we tithe, that's one way that we express that. Deuteronomy chapter 15 and verse 10, give generously to them and do so without a grudging heart. Then because of this, the Lord your God will bless you and all your work and everything you put your hand to. So as we're generous, as we're part of doing what God is up to, then God will bless us. You know, from time to time, as a church staff, we come back to the question, why do we do what we do? I mean, we just have to remind ourselves, just in the busyness of church life and the different programs that we have and different things going on, once in a while we have to pull back and we just say, man, we got to just simplify this whole thing. And we need to remind ourselves why we do what we do. What is this all about? And invariably we will come to this scripture because it's the command of Jesus, one of his last commands to his disciples. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you, and surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. Guys, this is God's program, amen? Seeing the gospel preached throughout the world, discipling, baptizing, this is God's program, and when we tithe, that's what we're a part of. We're giving not to our own program, but to God's program. And God will bless that. I think back to when we dedicated our church, this church property, this church building. We actually had four dedications. The first dedication that we had was a dedication of the property. And before much had started up here in the way of construction, about 150 of us came up here. And we started in one corner of the property, and we had four pipes that we had put scriptures in, and sealed them up. And we went to the first corner, and we prayed over the first corner, and we drove those scriptures into the ground. And then we walked up to the next corner and did the same thing, and we did that all the way around the perimeter. And so we walked the perimeter of this property and dedicated this entire property up here to God. And we knew that there was going to be a lot of houses built up here and some businesses that would come up here. But we, in essence, came up and said, God, we give this to you. This is yours. That was the first dedication. The second dedication we had was after the walls were up and the sheetrock was in here. And the platform wasn't here yet, but the concrete slab was down on the floor. There was no carpet yet. And we came up here on a Sunday afternoon, and we had dozens of boxes of Sharpies for everybody. And we came up here, and we gave everybody a Sharpie, and we said, we want you to walk around this place, and we want you to write down two things. First of all, we want you to write any promises from God's word that God has given you for this place. And secondly, we want you to write down the names of people that you're praying will find Christ. And so we did that. So every Sunday when you show up, you're literally standing on the promises of God. We're not just singing it. And so there's God's promises are written all over this place, all over this place. It's covered with the promises of God. And when we did that, we were laying a foundation. We were saying, look, over the years, things change in church. Pastors change. How we do things change. Songs change. A lot changes in church, but there's two things that will never change at Bethel Church. And those two things are, we will always preach the Word of God unapologetically. We will teach the Word of God, and we will live the Word of God to the best of our ability. And secondly, we will always have a heart for seeing people come to Jesus Christ. That while a lot of things in church will change, those things will not change and should not ever change. We're going to be built on the Word of God, and we're going to have a passion to see people come to know Jesus Christ. And when we tithe, we buy into that. We say, I'm going to be a part of God's program. So that was the second dedication. The third dedication that we had was our first Sunday in this building. Our first Sunday in this building. And that first Sunday, I was sitting right over here where I was sitting right here in the front, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me. And the Holy Spirit said, Tim, eventually this building is going to crumble to the ground. Now you can imagine, after 2 years of blood, sweat, and tears and sacrificial giving, to have God say one of the first things to me in this building was, eventually it's just going to fall down. Didn't end there though. God said, eventually this building is going to fall to the ground. But what you do in this building will go on for eternity. What we do here will go on for eternity. And since that Sunday, since that first Sunday, literally thousands of people have given their life to Jesus Christ right here in this place. That's what it's all about, church. Amen? And then our last dedication was when actually we had a formal dedication service. It was several weeks after we had moved into the building, and we had a big, we had guest speakers and special music, and you know, it was the big party Sunday, and it was so exciting. And I think all of us had a sense in that meeting. We were so excited about this building, but more than being excited about a building, we were excited about what God was going to do here. That's what we were excited about. We were excited about young people coming to Christ and being established in the Word of God. We were excited about the great children's ministries that were going to take place. We were excited about the people that were going to find Christ here. We were excited about what God was going to do in this place. And I'm here to tell you this morning, man, I'm even more excited about that than I was back then. Amen? And when we tithe, it's our way of saying, God, your program is what matters. Your program matters more than anything else. So as we tithe, we make sure that God has a place of preeminence in our lives. We make sure that we're a part of his program and not our own. Now let me give you two last things before we close, and we're going to receive our tithes and offerings this morning. First thing is this. Number one, tithing is a discipline. Tithing is a discipline. Now, some people have the gift of giving. It's actually a spiritual gift. It's the gift of giving. Not everybody has the gift of giving, but we're all called on to tithe, and it's a discipline for us. We discipline ourselves to do it, meaning there's going to be times where, yeah, it's tight. And I got to tell you, there have been many, many times in our lives, especially when our kids were younger, where, man, things were so tight financially, and it was so tempting to look at each other and say, do we really need to tithe this month? Anybody been here, done that, right? You're just like, do I really need to tithe? And what we found is that as we've been faithful to God with the tithe, God has always been faithful to us. We haven't always had everything that we wanted, but we've had everything we've really needed. God has provided for us. So tithing is a discipline. But secondly, tithing is also a decision. It's a decision that we make. Now, some of you say, well, Tim, when do I start? When should I, if you're not tithing now, when should I start tithing? And my answer to you is, hey, why don't you just think about it for a couple years, and then maybe if it comes up again, then no. Listen, the time between when we know what we're supposed to do and when we actually do it, the time between knowing the truth and obedience is not God's time. That's the devil's time. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to give the devil any time in my life. When God speaks to my heart, I want to obey him, whether it's through his word or through his Holy Spirit or through my pastor. When God speaks to my heart, I want to obey him. And so I just want to challenge you. I want to encourage you. I know if you've never tithed before, it is a big step of faith. But I also know this, we serve a big God. We serve a big God. And so perhaps for you, this is, and here's what I want to do this morning. We're going to receive our tithes and offerings. And if you have not practiced tithing before, but this morning you're going to start, or if you've kind of gotten away from the discipline of tithing in your life and you want to come back to that, I want to encourage you, on your offering envelope today, would you just write on there, we're starting or I'm starting to tithe today, all right? Because I'm going to get a list of people that are starting to tithe, and I'm going to pray that God will bless your step of obedience and faith, that God will bless your finances as you begin to tithe, all right? So our ushers